It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Western Estates Homeowners Association Radio Magazine. I'm Phil Hendry, and we're joined by the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley. Bobby, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Phil. Thank you.
So many wonderful things happening out at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and we wanted to talk with you this afternoon.
Well, Phil, we really do have, we really are very blessed to be a part of our wonderful community, and we do want to let people know that the head of our Western Estates Security, Inspector Dave Wood, is giving women's safety instruction, women's self-defense. And this is part 10 in our 16-part series, Women at Risk, which will be at the Western Estates Homeowners Association Community Center now through the end of July.
Now, what was the inspiration for this, Bobby?
Phil, you know, my husband Steve works nights, actually has begun working nights. He has a wildly successful landscaping business and is beginning to have to work a lot in the office at night and is not home, and I'm at home alone with our boys. And he said something to me that really took me by surprise and makes a lot of sense. He said, how about taking a self-defense course? And I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because if my husband is not here, how would I ever protect myself? And because I do have three sons. And I started thinking about a lot of women who are at risk at night when their husbands are not home. Or, and Phil, this is so serious, women who are not living with men, women who are living alone. You know, if your husband isn't home, or if you don't have a man living with you, you're really like a piece of... You're really like a piece of meat waiting to be smoked.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Stand by.
Oh, Christ.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Stand by. So, Bobby, if a woman is at home alone by herself, or if she doesn't have a man, she, in your opinion, she's very vulnerable.
I really think so.
What the hell? Okay, so she's really vulnerable, and it is a situation where... Do you think anything can happen? Are women really at risk?
So I, yes, I do.
Why do you, why do you think that?
Well, Phil, I think that because you might as well just have a mat out that says... You really might as well just have a mat out that says, rapists welcome, because So my husband, excuse me.
That's okay.
My husband hit on the idea of, you know, an idea of me taking a self-defense course. And I contacted Inspector Dave Wood. He is the head of Western Estate Security. And I said, Dave, I've got kind of a crazy idea. And he said, go ahead, Bobby, what is it? And I said, what if we had self-defense courses for all of the women who live in Western Estates, and we taught them self-defense techniques so that when their husbands aren't home, and God forbid, their husband has moved out because of marital strain, or if, in the very rare instance, there are actually single women who can afford the homes in Western Estates, we could have a self-defense class for them. And he thought about it, and he thought about it, and he said, you know something, Bobby, I think you've hit on an idea. And Dave put together a beautiful plan. It is a seven-step plan, seven ideas, really, Phil, on how a woman can defend herself against these kinds of attacks.
We're talking to Bobby Dooley. She is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, about the self-defense classes that Inspector Dave Wood, who is the head of the Western Estates Security, is giving to women out there. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. This is self-defense for women is certainly nothing new, and women increasingly have become physically more skilled and adept in the arena of self-defense. We even have female prize fighters now. I mean, you know, boxing for significant money, not just as some kind of a freak show or a sideshow. And so women can't handle themselves now.
Well, you know, Phil, I think that it's not only a matter of being able to handle yourself, but I think it's psychology. And that's the thing that that Dave talks about. If you are attacked, if you have an individual who wants to do you harm, using psychology.
What are some of the, now you're talking about seven steps?
Really, Phil, there's 7 points to a woman protecting herself.
For instance?
Well, really, there's simple things like if a guy looks, I don't know, if a guy looks icky or he looks or he says something wrong to you and you're traveling on an elevator, for instance, with a guy who looks icky or doesn't look right, the best thing to do is to get off the elevator and take the stairs. You're safe in stairways and under stairwells, especially if they're unlit. Because he told me something really interesting.
You're saying to take unlit stairways.
That's right.
Why?
Because serial murderers are lazy and don't want to take stairs. Isn't that interesting? And this is a statistic that is borne out by the FBI. So that a serial murderer would be more likely to take an elevator.
And if he sees a woman get off the elevator,
he'll just say, oh, she's taking the stairs. I'm too lazy to go and rape her. Another thing is, if your car breaks down, sit in it and wait for someone who's nice to come by and help you. This is what is referred to in the Bible, Phil, and I'm sure you know, the Good Samaritan. That is something that's really, really important.
All right, so basically 2 points for women who are at risk, and we'll get to the other 5 points here. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're talking about self-defense techniques for women. First of all, if a guy looks strange and you're riding in an elevator, get off the elevator, take the stairs. Most serial murderers don't have the energy to take the stairs. Number two, if your car breaks down, sit in it and wait for someone nice to come by. A good Samaritan?
That's exactly right, Phil. Those are two very, very key points that gives you the element of surprise, as in taking the stairs, and also you're protected if you're in a locked car. And those are the things I think are important.
All right, we'll be right back with Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. This is The Phil Hendry Show, and you're listening to the Western Estates Homeowners Association radio magazine on The Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to our Western Estates Homeowners Association radio magazine. We are talking with Bobbi Dooley. She is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, about self-defense techniques for women, and they are holding some self-defense seminars at the Western Estates Homeowners Association Community Center. Now, Bobbi, you mentioned and you talked about Inspector Dave. By the way, his name is Inspector Dave Woods. He's the head of security.
Yes, Phil. Dave has been the head of our security at Western Estates for quite some time now.
You said that a woman who is at home alone without a husband or a male roommate is like a piece of meat waiting to be smoked. Is that correct?
Yes.
Isn't that just a little bit harsh?
No, I don't think so, Phil. I think it's really serious. If you're a woman at home without the benefit of a man protecting you, you really do need to take some self-defense. And I think the seven-step program that we're taking...
Now, step one is if you see a guy who looks wrong in an elevator, get off and take the stairs, because serial murderers don't generally use stairs because they're lazy?
Because the FBI has profiled them as being individuals who don't want to exert a lot of energy, and also if your car breaks down, sit in it and wait for someone nice to help you.
All right, let's go to Vancouver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I cannot believe what this woman is saying. I mean, why doesn't she just put a you could just be a female and put a sign on the back of your head that says, kill me.
Well, Dave is talking that is the most psychologically sound thing.
Well, what is psychologically sound about taking the stairs?
You know something? A lot of women think that they are at risk in darkened stairways. That is not true.
That's crazy. You're insane. Of course. Why would a woman do that? I mean, everybody
because
knows.
Because the FBI serial profiling unit has determined that serial murderers are less likely to attack in a darkened stairway or under a darkened stairwell because they are lazy.
Oh, you're so nuts. I mean,
if you
go to a public place that's well-lit with people. Serial murderers may be lazy, but they're certainly not wanting to get caught, and going to a dark stairwell, that's insane!
I'm simply telling you what I understand, what Inspector Dave has told me.
Well, you don't understand
Let me ask you, who is Inspector Dave again? Does he have law enforcement experience?
Yes, he has, Phil.
All right. Now, what about sitting in a car and waiting for someone nice to come along?
That is
insane! Why?
What woman is going to sit in a car and wait? What do you mean someone nice? You know, do you think that a serial murderer is going to come up with a knife and say, I'm going to kill you?
No. What I'm saying is, if your car breaks down, the best thing you can do is stay with the vehicle, not walk away from it, especially if it's late at night, and wait for a good Samaritan.
That's crazy. No, you wait for a policeman. You get on your cell phone. You call a policeman if, in fact, there's a problem, or you call AAA.
What about using the cell phone?
What if you don't have a cell phone? There are a lot of women who don't.
That's not true. I think a lot of women do have cell phones.
But, you know, there are those who don't have cell phones, and I'm looking out for them. I don't know about you and your friends, and that's nice for you that you have cell phone.
That's right, because we're all rich.
Well, you know something, there are women who don't have them, and I'm looking out for them.
Well, bottom line is that if your car breaks down in the middle of the road at night, you look for it and you're scared, what you're going to need to do is go to some house and get help.
I'm simply telling you what Inspector Dave has told me. I think he's got more experience than either you or I.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
All right, thank you for your call. I think these are unorthodox ideas.
Well, Phil, Inspector Dave Wood has experience in law enforcement.
So Inspector Dave says, if you're on an elevator and a guy looks icky, get off, take the stairs, because,
Phil, I'm saying it is the unusual thing, and sometimes it's the most psychologically adept.
All right, let's go to point three here in the self-defense seminar.
All right, point three, Phil, I think is so key. If you are attacked, and that is if a man is trying to rape you, the best thing to do is to relax, wait and see if he has some technique. There is a possibility, Phil.
Oh, my God.
No, hear me out, Phil. There's a possibility that he may have a sexual technique that you do enjoy.
Well, what if you're... So, in other words, you're saying if a woman is being attacked and raped,
the man may have some technique. I think it's really crazy, Phil, and I think it's really wrong for women to just assume that when they're being raped, it's going to hurt because he may be good in bed. And if that's the...
That is insanity. This is not something that is a sexual assault. It is a violent act, okay?
So Inspector Dave's ideas are revolutionary, and someday all women are going to follow these 7 points. So I really need for you to hear me on this, okay?
Well, what if a woman doesn't enjoy it?
Then what you must do, and Inspector Dave says you should close your eyes and hope it'll end very soon. Just close your eyes and hope it ends. Close your eyes and hope it ends. That kind of technique, that kind of mantra is the most important thing.
I think this point three is ludicrous, that a woman is being sexually assaulted and that she wait to see if the guy has some technique.
Phil, as a woman, I understand that.
And is this something that other women would understand?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's difficult for men to recognize this. But I think, and it is revolutionary, because Inspector Dave Woods, who has worked in law enforcement for some 20 years, does recognize that it's revolutionary, but it could help.
All right, here is Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to this.
Sir, are you on a speakerphone?
Cell phone. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you better now, yeah.
Okay. I teach, I've been a police officer for 8 years,
mm-hmm,
ma'am, and
mm-hmm.
I teach the same class. I've been teaching it for three.
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving off just a lot of incorrect information to people that's going to cause problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's pretty revolutionary what we're talking about. I think these traditional things haven't helped.
Ma'am, I disagree completely. It's not revolutionary. It's dangerous.
You're
giving a lot of people that are impressionable the wrong idea.
Well, I think that...
What about the sexual assault thing?
Phil, if a woman's being raped, make the man think you're enjoying it. He will orgasm sooner, and it will end sooner.
Ma'am, that's absolutely ludicrous.
Well,
you're going to basically dissipate every court case that goes to court that we work hard to put to trial.
That's a good point.
Well, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
When the district attorney or the defense attorney starts cross-examining, asking, well, what was your reaction or what was her reaction or what have you, and the person says, well, she said she enjoyed it or acted as if she enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Problems.
Are you going to throw away that bit of life experience that could enable you and your husband to have a more fulfilling sex life?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying if you're being attacked by a man who is sexually adept, it may be something that you can bring home with you to you and your husband.
Ma'am,
you're causing
a lot of problems here.
Do you teach that in your class?
No, absolutely not. What I teach is that whatever you have handy, whether it's your foot, your hand, or a set of car keys, you fight, you yell, you scream, you make noise, and you attack fierce,
Inspector
ferocious,
Dave
and violently and get away.
There were a lot of things like that, but a great self-defense technique, Phil, is subtle. When a man is angry, sometimes just slapping him across the face will calm him down and remind him that he is in the presence of a lady. And that also can help. So I think really what we're dealing with here are some revolutions.
Slap him across the face, and that'll calm him down.
Yes.
All right, here is Lincoln on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
I get right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Iowa from the West Coast quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is a PD in L.A., is a police officer in LAPD.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, none of the
you
things
never
you're
know
hearing right now have any value or safety whatsoever. This is what you do when there's a bad guy. Quit saying and let people hear
no,
me.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
You get your keys out and you stab him.
Mm-hmm.
You get your credit cards, you slash his face.
That's
you
only going to enrage him. That's only going to enrage him.
You fight for your entire life. You use
you
your purse and you hit
you
him.
Know, I had
you
a girlfriend.
Slam his hand in the door.
I had a girlfriend
you
who was
a
attacked.
Area.
I had a girlfriend who was attacked once.
When you
and she
in,
laughed at the guy's penis, and he got violent. I'm here. Are you listening to me? I'm a woman.
Oh, wait
right,
a minute.
So
my wife has her master's
your wife,
at MSCC.
Well, then why don't you have your wife
you
call?
Need to be quiet
why don't you have your Why don't you have
point.
Your wife call?
Don't act like a Democrat.
Well, have your wife call
the,
then, okay?
The
I don't want to talk to the little boy in the house. I want to talk to mommy.
Scream, you protect yourself for every bit of life.
Well, she's got a point, sir. If your wife has the PhD, maybe she ought to call. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Our guest, Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And this is the Western Estates Homeowners Association radio magazine for this Thursday, June 29th, 2000 is the year. Bobby, it's wild, huh?
It really is, Phil. It's been a great year.
Bobby Dooley with us. And we're talking about self-defense for women. Self-defense classes are being taught at the Western Estates Homeowners Association Community Center now through the end of July. You've been saying some things here that are very, very inflammatory for a lot of women. You're saying that if a woman is attacked, then maybe she should see if the rapist has some sexual technique that she might enjoy. Otherwise, close your eyes and wish it away.
So I don't doubt that I have very, very revolutionary techniques. And I don't doubt that they fly in the face of a lot of convention, but I have never been a conventional person. My husband Steve and I have never been conventional people. We try different things, and we try to do the things that work, not necessarily what everybody tells me to do. I'm not very good at that. Yes, many of our techniques are out there, but I think that they'll work if women are willing to give them a try.
All right, what is point four?
Point four in our self-defense techniques is, as I mentioned, carrying a cell phone. If you're in trouble, dial zero and in a very calm voice say, "Operator, get me the police." That's what you do when you have...
Okay, so you should carry a cell phone. You're mentioning women that don't carry them.
If you can afford to carry a cell phone.
Dial zero and in a calm voice say, "Operator, get me the police."
Yes.
All right, Bobby Dooley with some very unorthodox safety tips for women. Here is Buena Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as a cell phone goes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm on one right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
will you stop doing that because I can't?
Well, you know something? I'm acknowledging your comments.
You don't have to until I'm done. Please
mm-hmm.
let me finish.
Well, I'm not trying to control what you're saying. I would appreciate if you don't do the same.
You're interrupting me, please.
No, I'm not.
Anyhow, as far as the cell phone goes, they make mm-hmm. it so it's very inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
and you can get one where you just mm-hmm. where it's available where you can only dial 911 if you need to. You don't have to get
mm-hmm.
a full package on it. Okay. And as far as what do
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Well, you could also dial zero and say, "Operator, get me the police."
Why dial zero? Why just dial 911? You get right directly to help.
I think if you've seen a lot of the better movies, that's what they do.
Does your husband Steve have to pretend like he's a sexual attacker for you to get excited at night?
You know, I really, really take exception to that. I'm trying to help
really?
Women. Yes, I do.
Sounds like you would enjoy
mm-hmm.
An experience like that.
No, all I'm saying is, all I am saying is, if the rapist happens to have a good technique, what are you saying?
You know what? I wouldn't
what?
Even let him get that far because I would do
mm-hmm.
whatever it took
mm-hmm.
to get away from that guy.
Of
there
course.
There hurt him long enough for me to
mm-hmm.
run away.
But what if you couldn't? You
know
might
what?
As well see
That's
if...
That's a chance I would take with my life. That is a chance I would take.
Well,
I'm
what is this close...
What
is this close your eyes and wish it away?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do?
You're going to fight for your life.
When
you're
he has your pinned.
Like hell. You're going to injure the guy and you're going to run.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something then? I guess... You're just going to have to take your chances. What we are teaching in our safety seminars, I think, are unorthodox techniques that are going to save a lot of women.
All right, well, what about this thing, slap a man across the face and remind him he's in the presence of a lady?
Yes.
What about
no.
that?
I think it's very, very sound. Very sound.
You take your keys
mm-hmm.
or their credit card, like
mm-hmm.
some other guy said,
mm-hmm.
whatever, and you hurt him, or you kick him in the groin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you get away from him, where you can go get help. You don't sit there and let the guy do it to you.
You know something, you just, I don't know if you're frigid or what your problem is, but
you're
I'm saying...
You're sick. You're a woman. You are sick.
No, I'm
you
talking about...
Woman.
Frigid.
That's all I got to say, and
okay,
I'm sure
fine.
There's a lot of people out there that will agree with me. You
and, you know, there may
a
be a lot of people out there that don't agree with you. Can you handle
you have
that?
A problem.
Can you handle
that? Who's this Davis guy?
Can you... Dave Wood, Inspector Dave Wood.
Oh, well, he must have been a serial rapist himself.
Oh, you're really... You're so classy. You're so classy.
Well, so are you.
You know, you don't understand...
Lay there and enjoy it.
I didn't say...
You know, somebody famous did say lay there and enjoy it. Who was that?
Well, when you're with your husband, that's one thing.
Who's that, like Frank Sinatra or somebody like that?
Well, Phil, if he did, God bless him, because...
Some women... You know, what if you're being raped with a bottle or with a screwdriver, or with a, you know, that's how some of these creeps do it, okay?
I don't
you
know.
You never know what they're
going
to do. That's
know.
Why you get away from it. You don't sit there and you don't lay there.
You don't know what turns you on until it happens, okay? So that's all I'm saying. And I think that a lot of women would agree with me on that, and I think they'd probably disagree with you. So I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's get them calling, and let's see who would agree with
does
me and who would agree with you.
Does the screwdriver vibrate?
Oh, God. You know what?
Well,
you
yeah.
are. You need help. You
no,
seriously
you need help. You need
help.
Inspector Dave's class.
Yeah. All right,
Inspector
thank you.
Dave is not the...
Inspector Dave.
I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Well, did he ask you for it? Okay.
Get some help, lady. Thank you for letting
yeah,
me
Yeah, I do.
I
get help every Tuesday and Thursday night.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tampa, hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I just have a question. I wanted to know if she's ever been attacked.
Have I ever been what?
Attacked.
Attacked in what way?
Raped, robbed, mugged.
Robbed? Mugged? Well, what's the difference between mugging and robbing?
I don't know. It's just the part of the country that you live in. Have you had something like that ever happened to you? Have you been the victim of a violent crime?
Yes, I have.
And did you follow the steps that you're telling everybody else to follow?
What happened to you?
Well, what do you mean by a violent crime? I mean, I had people push me. I was pushed.
That's not violent. I'm talking about
that's not violent.
Like rape. Maybe somebody tried to kill you.
I don't
shot.
Know. They might have been trying to kill me.
Well, where were you?
I was at Dodger Stadium.
What happened?
I was going up the escalator to the club level, and a woman pushed me, okay, and just about knocked me to the ground. Okay, I don't know what you want. What are you asking?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yes, I was almost raped.
You were almost raped?
At Dodger Stadium?
Yes, a woman pushed me.
By a woman who knocked you down?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, so what are you asking me?
Your answers don't even make sense.
Well,
I'm sure
you
they don't
asked
even make
me
sense
if I was a victim of a violent crime.
I don't think anybody considers that a violent crime. Somebody knocked you down at Dodger Stadium.
We were going to the club level. My friend, my husband's friend, Harry Hershberger, has season tickets, and this woman comes barreling past.
That's not being raped. That's not being shot. That's not being mugged. You got pushed. I get pushed every time I go to a ball game. It happens, okay?
You know something, Phil? You're not a woman. You don't understand what women are up against. And
oh, come on, will you? You know, I mean, that's not... The lady's asking you, have you ever been a victim of a violent crime?
Okay, I'll give both of you the answer you want. No, I haven't. Are you happy?
Okay, well, I just want to say
okay,
this.
Okay, now everybody's happy. The lady was chasing her wild kid, and she pushed me down and almost raped me.
How does she almost rape you by chasing a kid?
Well, why do you push someone to the pavement unless you want to mount them? Okay? And I'm sorry to put it so graphically.
Okay.
So she's following her kid, and pushes you to the ground, and that means she must want to rape you.
You know something? People were making fun of me for finding humor in rape. Now the two of you are laughing.
But there's nothing funny about it.
That's exactly
right. Have you ever spoken with a rape victim? I was a police officer for 8 years, and there's nothing funny about rape.
No, there isn't. And when that woman, I looked up at her, and I, for a
was
moment,
she
I
on
thought,
top of you while you were on the
I
ground?
I didn't know. She had pushed me to the ground. I looked up, and there she was. And for a moment there, I thought she was going to try to rape me.
As she was chasing her kid to the crowd?
Yes. Oh, God, the
you
memory
know,
of it. Really, it's very traumatic for me. And as a rape victim, I really don't like what you're doing. I don't like...
What are we doing? You got pushed down at Dodger Stadium in a crowd of people. Did you hit the pavement?
I went down to one knee, yes.
You're on one knee. You look at this lady who pushed you, go looking for a kid, and you're going, oh, my God, I'm going to be raped.
Listen, she's laughing. She's laughing.
Because
she's
what you're
laughing.
Saying doesn't make a bit of sense.
No, you said that you didn't think rape was funny, but there you are laughing.
I'm laughing at what you said happened to you, and that's not rape. That's called being pushed.
I looked up, and I saw her running after her kid, and I feared that I was going to be raped.
Okay.
You're African-American, aren't you? Forgive
yes,
me,
am.
But don't you fear this?
No, I don't.
Being
because I live in a very safe neighborhood.
Black women have had it very difficult.
Crime happens... crime happens anywhere, and I have been very lucky so far that I haven't been a victim.
Well, you know something? I admire African-American women because they've always been very tough women. They've always survived.
How does this go from rape to a race issue?
Well, because maybe you don't fear it because you're tough, and you know how to take care of yourself.
It has nothing to do with being tough. Or being African American, it has to do with knowing.
Well, if you were pushed down at Dodger Stadium by a woman, would you be afraid of being raped?
No, I
there
would
you
not.
Go. That's my point. There you go, Phil. That's my point.
What do you mean?
Women.
That's your point? Look, if I got pushed down at Dodger Stadium, are you saying that I might get raped?
Draw your own conclusions.
Okay, next time I get shoved down by a big crowd of people on their way to the club level or trying to get into the stadium for a ball game, I'll be sure that I'll put a hand over my rear end in case some guy...
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, look at that,
Phil.
She hung up. No, she hung up on me. That's the second one. That's the second guest today to hang up on me. And all I said was, if I get pushed down, I'll put a hand over my butt. And she's like, okay, thank you. Anyway, ma'am, you're a police officer, a former police officer?
I was, yes.
Well, thank you very much for your insights.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-4... What is she... Bobby Dooley has just called back and insists that I play the theme music because it's part of her contract with... Oh. This has been the Western Estates Homeowners Association Radio Magazine. On the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Wait a minute. We have just received news. We have just received news. Oh, God. Hold on to yourself. We just found out that John Rocker was not shot and killed today by a black foreign queer with AIDS and purple hair who has an unmarried 20-year-old sister with 4 kids. He was not taken to Queens Memorial Hospital, and he was not pronounced dead on arrival.
Oh, God, no. No. Why? 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 God, why couldn't they do it?
I'm sorry, folks. I'm really sorry. If you are wondering what has just happened, we just found out that John Rocker is not dead. Excuse me. He's not dead. I am sorry to have to report John Rocker is still alive. You just heard the news. I'm eating some crackers, and you'll have to forgive me because I have hypoglycemia, and that means your blood sugar drops, you know. I have to have something to eat every couple of hours. And for some reason, the first couple of hours of the show have taken a lot out of me, even though I had a huge submarine sandwich for lunch. And then I get this news that John Rocker was not shot and killed by a black foreign queer with AIDS and purple hair and an unmarried 20-year-old sister, and I just go all to pieces. You heard the news as we got it. He was not taken to Queens Memorial Hospital, and he was not pronounced dead on arrival. That's rough. And that's going to stay with us for a long, long time, I can assure you. There's only one thing that could make me feel better right now, and that's this music. We're going to call this our John Rocker Isn't Dead music. So you got the news as we got it. And I'd like to also say something right now before we take our top of the hour break. This is kind of an... I find this fascinating. I always do. People don't ever really talk about this, but here goes. And I'm going to resist the temptation to pretend like I'm high and mighty, which it's not much of a temptation to resist because I ain't. But we get these calls, as we did during this hour, and people say these things. They say things like, you know and I understand Phil's show, but I really think what he's doing is dangerous. Oh, really? And why is that? Because there's some people out there that will get the wrong idea. Oh, I see. So in other words, you're smart, but everybody else is stupid. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there. So exactly what is the purpose of your call? I'm saying that he shouldn't be doing this because there's people out there not as smart as you. And they never want to say it, but that's exactly what they're saying. And that's the whole, you know, that's the whole force behind people who want to tell you not to do certain things. It's not that they don't get it. They get it. They understand, and they're fine. But there's all those other dumbbells out there that don't. So that's the whole, ever since the beginning of time, that's why people don't want you to read certain books. They don't want you to watch certain movies. They're okay. It's the other dumbbells that don't get it, okay? That's why we have to censor these things, because we're smart. All the other morons out there need to be protected. So essentially, you're an idiot who needs protection from a guy like me by the lady that called in here a few minutes ago and the other people that called saying don't do what you're doing. To quote the great Neil Peart from Rush, a favorite of our producer Mike Schaefer, we must rise and save us from ourselves, even though I think he stole that from Tolstoy. I'm kidding. I don't know who the hell he stole it from, but I know he stole it. I know that Neil Peart of Rush is a filthy thief. This is Neil Peart of Rush is a filthy thief music. Oh, that's from the song Witch Hunt from Moving Pictures. That's really exciting, Mike. Jesus, God. No, but you're right. So maybe we can have a discussion about that someday. It's not going to be on this show, but maybe when we meet at a bus bench, or maybe when we're out in a park and you go, are you Phil Henry, the guy that does that crappy show? Yes, I am. Let's talk about this whole censorship thing. Okay. You know, I realize I like Phil's show and I really think he's funny and I like everything that he does, but what he's doing right now is dangerous. Well, what does that mean? Somebody's going to hear that and think that that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and there's people out there that take too many aspirin. And you know what? I could not. There's guys out there raping women anyway, long before Phil Henry ever had a show. Now, who was inspiring them to do that then? Who was that? Father Coughlin? Must have been FDR or the Nazis or, I don't know, all those Little Rascal movies or something. Now, I got to eat the rest of these Ritz bits and hope my blood sugar comes back, or it's going to be a long, long hour next hour. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.